Well, announced Saturday that he was endorsing Obama for president over the other Democratic candidates in the race. He says he'll do whatever Obama's campaign asks of him as long as he can fit it into his schedule. Doyle had spoken highly of Obama in the past, going back to when the Illinois senator campaigned for the governor in 2006. Doyle says he'd been leaning toward endorsing Obama before he won the Iowa caucus last week.
And then I saw that speech after the Iowa victory, and I thought, wow, this is something really different going on here than we've seen in a long time in this country. And when I see how young people respond to him, I think maybe it's best that we listen to those young people right now. And I think they're telling us they kind of want to get on with it in this country and move on into the future. And I think Barack Obama is the man that can do that for us.
Both of Doyle's sons, who are 29 and 32, had already announced their support for Obama well in advance of their father. The governor says his backing of Obama came with no strings attached. Doyle says he did not negotiate any kind of position in Obama's cabinet should the Illinois senator be elected. The governor says he thinks the race on the Democratic side would still be open even if Obama wins the New Hampshire primary tomorrow. He says he'd still be very happy if either Senator Hillary Clinton or John Edwards were elected president. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.